It's The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Phil Rosenberg.
And still to come, we're speaking to Susan Conway to find out if the valleys on the surface of Mars are evidence of ancient rivers or just simply the result of years of erosion. But first, Ben and Dave want you to drop everything and join in with this week's Kitchen Science.
Hello and welcome to Kitchen Science. This week, Dave Ansell and I have come to Sir John Law's School in Harpenden, and I've met up with Stephen. Hi.
Hi there.
And with Daniel. Hi.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Dave, have you got an experiment lined up for us?
We've got an interesting experiment on how things fall.
How things fall. Are we going to be dropping our volunteers today?
Possibly not the volunteers, but we have a small test subject here, which we are going to drop, indeed.
What do we need to set this one up?
We've got a small plastic cup, you know, one of the ones you get out of coffee machines, or you could use the bottom of a lemonade bottle, something like that. A pair of scissors and some water.
This sounds fairly simple, so how do we actually set it up?
Well, the first thing you want to do is cut a small hole in the bottom of the glass, one which your finger could fit over the top of. So, Stephen, if you'd like to do that.
Just in here?
Yeah, just in the bottom.
And how big does the hole need to be, Dave?
You've got to be able to cover it comfortably with your finger or a thumb.
So about a centimetre in diameter?
Depending on the size of your fingers, yeah.
How are you doing with the scissors there?
Yeah, it's not too bad. They're not the greatest, but yeah, still.
So while we get the hole cut in the bottom of the cup, what will we need to do next?
Well, then what you want to do is fill the glass up with water. You're going to have to be quite careful doing this, otherwise the water's going to fall out the bottom. So make sure you've got a finger over the hole while you fill it with water. Then hold the glass with one finger underneath the hole, your other hand stabilising it at the top. Then we're going to drop it by just moving the bottom hand out the way and see what happens.
OK, so, Daniel, would you mind taking the cup, now that we have the hole in the bottom, and filling it up with water? We just provided some water here, so keep your finger over the bottom. And how's that doing? It's quite full. Is it leaking out of the bottom?
Don't think so, no.
That means the hole must be exactly the right size. So Daniel's going to take his finger off the bottom and drop the cup. What do you expect will happen?
That the cup's going to fall.
Okay, and Daniel, do you think the water will stay in the cup or do you think it will come out?
I think it will come out of the top rather than through the hole.
Well, feel free to try this out at home. You'll need a plastic or polystyrene cup, cut a small hole in the bottom, fill the cup with water and put your finger to stop it, and then very carefully drop the cup, pulling your finger off the bottom as you go, and let us know what happens. We'll come back to you later on in the show to let you know.
So what do you think will happen? If you're not sure, just give it a go. Just get a disposable cup, cut a hole in the bottom and plug the hole with your finger. Then fill the cup with water and let it go. Have a look as it falls and see if the water's going out the top, the bottom, or just not all. Email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Stripping down science.
Okay, let's do it.
The Naked Scientists.